Welcome everybody, Shin number 1362. We're learning today Lilanishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lilanishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfur Shlemi Rafol Yeshua Ben Sin Ben Zisel Nacha. Getting back to Amalacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of talking about the Malacha Ma'abed Tanning, how it works in conjunction with foods. So an interesting question we spoke about a while back. We said returning pickles to the pickle jar is allowed, right? We're talking about this whole problem of salting. What's the issue? It's a question of it looks like pickling. So therefore, right, you have pickles in a jar, so it's questions of pickling. You have, but let's say I took it out, right? It was ready. I bought a jar of pickles. Now I took out a pickle. I don't want the pickles. I put it back. So returning pickles to the jar, we said, was okay. Now, in conjunction with that, the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas in Ois Yud Aleph goes through some various different other cases, but he explains on the bottom an important point. In other words, how could I put the pickle back in the pickling jar? It's in pickle juice, and it's mamish. This is real pickling. I mean, it's preservatives, and then the whole nine yards, if you want to call it good. It's not exactly salt, but there's a lot of salt in there, and then the pickle juice itself is part of the pickling process. So he explains on the bottom in Ois Lametesk. He said, just like we say, ein bishlacha bishl. Just like when we talk about cooking, there's no cooking after cooking. In conjunction with those halachas, obviously, we're not going to go through all that right now. There's no pickling after pickling, right? The whole pickling process doesn't apply once an item is already pickled, if you want to call it. So, okay, so now he goes further. He says in Ois Lametes on the bottom, he brings from the Ksois HaShulchan that doing a pickling process, Rakavisha Acha Bishel, would not be allowed. Let's say something was already cooked, right, for whatever reason, and now you want to do a, like, marinating or something along those lines, it's like a pickling process. So that he brings down would not be allowed. He brings down that from the Ksais HaShulchan, the Sefer Ois HaLachas, for Akavisha, Achabishal is also, Kamoy Tzliya, Fiyah, Achabishal. It's sort of like roasting after cooking or baking after cooking, which is not allowed to be done in the Malach HaBishal. So the same thing if you do a pickling process, marinating, these type of things. One has to be careful. And he says the reason is, Kemishem Saknoi Achshav Be'inyin Achar Me'a Bishal HaKoidim. It's a new fixing to the food, sort of, if you want to call it. But now he brings down an important point. Avalim Loi Nigmar HaKavisha is Aser. If somebody has, let's say, for whatever reason, which we'll go through some more examples, let's say the pickles were in the pickle jar, but the pickling process wasn't completed, so then you can't put it back. Okay, but usually that's not the case. Or whatever the case might be, we'll see in herring or whatever. So if a person knows it wasn't completed, but usually these things are like store-bought or whatever the case is. You know, you have pickles, you have herring, it's already, everything is ready complete, the pickling process is complete, so putting it back into the jar is fine. So he brings back, he brings down some more cases, as I say, for Eitzer Halachas, Mutalach, so V'lichboish B'Shabbos, you could put it back into the juice, let's say, like the pickling pickles in the pickle juice. He brings also Valkein Dogim Meluchim, Shikaron herring. Have like herring, which is in also this type of pickle juice, salt water juice. It's very the water itself is like a salt water type thing that the herring sits in, right? It's like a pickling process. Again, this says pickled herring, you have pickled herring, these type of things. So if you want to put it back into the jar, pickled herring, so then that would be fine. It's already done. It's already something that's done. We say there's no pickling after pickling. He brings out another example, marinated fish, right? You have herring or you have marinated fish. You're putting it back into the, in the sauce or the juice or whatever, the same thing. As long as it's done, it's finished already. So you want to just put it back. So that is all fine. So he brings another few more cases. You have sometimes chen zesim, you have olives, you have cucumbers, right? Like we said, pickles, which is basically, but you have sometimes olives in this pickle juice also. They come also, you know, like pickled olives, these type of things or whatever. So again, you take it out of the jar and you just want to put it back. It's sitting in vinegar, these type of things. He brings down these type of strong vinegar, whatever the case is. But again, it's sitting in the pickle juice. So want to put it back, these olives into the, even though it's like a salt water type juice in the jar, but it's ready, it's done. It's already pickled, it's finished process. So it's just putting all these things back into the jar where they came from. It's already, the whole process is finished. So that's not a problem. He finishes off just saying im hoitziim, all these things that we're talking about, im hoitziim b'shabbos mimei kavishim, and when it's taken out of the The pickling juice or the salt water, whatever it's all sitting in then and it's already done, is mutalach ziray b'shabbos. One would be allowed to put it back in. Usually we're dealing with these things, it's like store-bought, like herring or whatever, or pickles, and so just putting all these things back into the jar would be fine. Okay, so that's the story as that, but just to keep in mind, if somebody knows it's not done, they made a certain mixture or whatever before Shabbos, and they know it's not done, it's not finished being pickled, so just to put it back, even though you took it out, it's like halfway, so that one has to be careful not to do if the case does arise. Okay, just to bring down a case of, in conjunction with what we're talking about, making cucumber salad on Shabbos. He brings down the Sefer Lamed Test Melachos on page 908. The person wants to make cucumber salad. He brings down its ulcer, the salt slices of cucumber, right? I'll cut up, even cut up pieces. You can't do that either. Yeah, I cut up pieces on a plate, cut up pieces, salt slices of cucumber, and allow them to cure in the salt prior to adding the vinegar. Another ingredient. So we said if you pour at the same time, you put the vinegar and the other ingredients, everything together, and the salad dressing and everything, preferably before the salt, but even right after, you're putting it together, so that we said will be okay. But if a person, they cut the slices of cucumber, and it was done, they were good. It was peeled right before you're going to use it, so there's no question of peeling the cucumber, which is fine. I'm using it now. The cutting it in conjunction with the halachas of toichin, a little bit larger than you do during the week, and I'm going to use it right away, so there's no question of grinding toichin, cutting vegetables very small, so there's no question of boira peeling, no question of taichin grinding. But now what I'm going to do is I have the pieces of cucumber and I'm going to allow them to cure in the allow them to cure in the salt prior to adding the vinegar. Before I put in all the other stuff, I'm going to allow it to sit in the salt. So doing this is, Mamashi says, a full-fledged iser midrabanan. That's totally also to do midrabanan of salting vegetables on Shabbos. This is the real iser of ma'abed ba'ichlin, of salting vegetables on Shabbos, letting cucumber pieces sit, even though there's pieces. But again, it's a cucumber. That's the point. It has to be, even though you have pieces, it has to be something that's not usually salted in that state, like tomatoes we spoke about, avocado. But when you're dealing with cucumbers, that's the real deal, as they say. So that would be definitely us to do. But he does bring down at the end, stating, however, one may add the salt right after the vinegar. That you could do, right? Adding the salt right, however, one may add the salt right after the vinegar, or the salad dressing, or whatever it is, the oils and these type of things, which we spoke about last time, that's fine. But just letting it sit, plain salt, even a very short period of time, you can't do that. So one has to be extremely careful how it's done, in conjunction with what we've spoken about, adding add the salt right after the vinegar, or the salad dressing, or the oil, or whatever the case is. In those cases, we said that will be fine, because then it cools down, it takes away the koyach, the power of the salt. Thank you for listening. Aslachem, bracha, kol tov.